Are we about to see a U.S. housing crash? That's what we're going to talk about on today's show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And on this channel, we teach you to be an intelligent investor. Please subscribe to the channel and let's get into it. So are we going to see a U.S. housing crash? Well, the current housing market landscape consists of home prices consistently climbing, high mortgage interest rates, and an overall cool down. Everyone is speculating about an impending market crash. But is there actually data to suggest an impending crash? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So let's cut to the chase. There's no housing crash on the horizon and simply not happening, in my opinion. Now, I've shared this before, but there are two main reasons why I don't believe a housing crash is imminent. First, there's an incredible demand for properties. There is an incredible demand. The supply and demand equation will not allow a price crash anytime soon. In fact, we have an affordable housing crisis in the United States. Even on the higher end, we don't have enough higher end homes. We don't have enough homes, period. But don't just take it from me. Rick Arviello, the head of the mortgage firm New American Funding, was just quoted as saying this: you're not going to see house prices decline. There's just not enough inventory, end quote. Okay, he runs a national mortgage company. And the chief economist at Zillow, Skylar Olson, also agrees, saying we have a massive supply and demand imbalance right now. And her latest housing market forecast states this: we're not in that space where things are suddenly going to be more affordable. Builders who've been burnt before are hesitant to churn out excess inventory, which is further adding to this lack of supply. These are the builders who mostly build like the homes that millennials would buy, you know, first-time home buyers. They're sitting back and not really putting a lot of inventory into the market. But higher-end builders are continuing to build at a rapid pace as much as they can. Now, I spent last week actually talking to a number of builders, walking a bunch of different home sites. And one of the things that they were telling me is that during the pandemic, they slowed down, of course, because they didn't have access to the materials. But now they're fully caught up. They've gotten fully caught up. And now they are building, but they don't have any plans to slow down. So that's a sign on the residential space. They don't have plans to slow down. And now that interest rates have started to come back down again, things could even pick up further. The builders were also telling me the new home sites, when they are released for sale, are being gobbled up very quickly. No houses on them, and they're being gobbled up like that. In fact, I looked at 10 different particular home sites that had just been released. These were available now on the market. Six of them were bought in a matter of days. Gone. And the remaining four, once they're platted, will sell very, very quickly. This is just, I know it's an anecdote, it's in one particular area, but I looked at a lot of different sites with a lot of different builders. So inventory is moving and builders are building and people are buying. And this week we saw mortgage rates drop for the second week in a row on good news from the Federal Reserve. There are some that still believe that the Fed could raise rates. Absolutely could be the case. However, the federal benchmark rate doesn't appear to be moving, and the Fed indicated that rates wouldn't be going up, and that brought interest rates back down. So any market correction that might occur in the coming months would be slight. Here's the second reason why a crash isn't coming, in my opinion. It's exponentially hard to get a mortgage today than it was 15 years ago. The playing field is totally different. Lenders no longer play fast and loose with mortgages. In fact, it's pretty damn hard to qualify for a mortgage. The loose lending qualifications back in the early 2000s led to artificial buying power. That, combined, of course, with lower interest rates, led to this massive collapse, right? That's why we were in this crash. Again, people with no income and no jobs could get a mortgage. You cannot do that today. The stringent guidelines have made it way more difficult. So today's homeowners have great credit. They have plenty of equity, and they have mortgage rates locked in less than 5%. So they've been sitting on homes that they bought a few years ago, and they are not wanting to sell. So they are qualified to buy homes, but they're just not likely to sell anytime soon because they have this great interest rate. So they're contributing to this low supply of housing right now. They're sitting on these low mortgage rates from a few years ago. But again, rates just dropped. So people may start to pick up the selling pace as we head into the spring of the year. Christmas time, things slow down, right? People don't want to move during the holidays. So what does all of this mean from an investing standpoint? Well, if you have the means to buy rental properties, now is a great time. Renting is how many individuals and families are affording to live while prices and rates are high right now. One of the best ways to help remedy that affordable housing crisis is to buy real estate and act as a fair landlord. Home prices are going to remain elevated for the foreseeable future. So it's going to take a long time for the market conditions to stabilize in a way that allows prices to come back down. Again, it's simple economics, supply and demand. Interest rates, however, have likely reached their peak and will eventually begin to drop. And this is one of my favorite investing mantras. This is where this comes from. Date the rate, marry the property. Now, if you find a good investment, take action on it, even if the interest rate isn't optimal right now, because when rates inevitably drop, you can always refinance the property later and you'll still have a great investment with solid equity. Waiting around, though, for perfect conditions to invest isn't a wise strategy. True investors think like they're going through a long-term lens program, and they know that it's more important to have time in the market rather than trying to time the market. As my wife and I just bought 4 properties ourselves right now in this current interest rate environment. Make sure you subscribe to the channel for more investing news, and we will see you next time, everyone.